Relationships are built on communication, and when communication ends, so does the relationship. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Prepare to Win. I'm Grace LaPoy. I'm here with David Lowe, and you just said that relationships thrive and kind of die based off that communication.
They do,
right? What do you mean by that?
It's a pretty strong statement, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, with communication, relationships are built. Mm-hmm. And without communication, then obviously relationships die. And so we're, you know, in this whole podcast, every episode we're doing, which we're really want to focus on the principles that drive excellence into our life, not just our business life, but our personal life mm-hmm. as well. So let's kind of talk about, we have both these relationships, personal right. relationships, and we have business relationships, mm-hmm. right? Now, I think this kind of came for the forefront when we were talking about that we talk to salesmen all the time about relationship with the buyer. In fact, that's our selling system, right?
Right.
We believe that when a buyer feels known, understood, mm-hmm. and valued, they will value us. They'll want to do business with us, right? So it's less about selling the product and more about understanding how the product's going to affect our people's lives, right? We've done a lot of episodes and talking over these weeks about value. And we've talked about asking good questions. We've talked about creating great conversations. What we've always really been talking about is building that relationship and trust through good communication.
Right.
And so this came about, this episode came about us talking about how important, we got lease renewals coming due. How important is that relationship? They get a car. We sit down. How you doing? How can I help you? I can help you with that, right? Thank you for choosing us. How did you hear about it? We ask mm-hmm. those. What got you interested? We ask, what's important to you? We ask, tell us your story. Are you adding to replacing? Why did you decide to do it now? We build relationship through asking. And then when we show the car, we demonstrate, hey, who's going to sit in the back? What do you get, right? We build relationship through this great communication, right? And then we take them to service. I've got your back. I never want you to go anywhere else. I want to be your, we build relationship through communication, right? Mm-hmm. Then we sell the car. And what's supposed to happen is we maintain the relationship right. through something called follow up, right? And that goes on for true or false.
Right.
Okay. Now, we know and we've done discussions about it. We'll do more about it. Follow up. We talk to salespeople and they say the number one thing they could do better is follow up, right? And it's really quite common to have the best intentions to follow up, but not do a very good job of doing it. New car, they take delivery of a new car. We do that CSI follow-up. We got the great score. Not a lot of salesmen are calling it and thanking them for the great score. In fact, when I mentioned, always call your customer and thank them for giving you a great CSI score. A lot of salesmen, that's a great idea. So we haven't been doing it. So we, and then if you look at a system and say, let's look at this very valued customer. Let's our communication over the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And we might say, woo, how is that relationship, right? I haven't talked to them in 2 years or 3 years, right? So they're coming back for a lease renewal. We built a relationship to help them get into the car. Their lease is coming due. They're trying to decide, what do I do? Should I keep it? Should I get a new one? Should I go back to that? What do I want to do? And all of a sudden, we're picking up the phone and acting like we're their best friends, and we haven't talked to them.
Right.
Right. The relationship really has died mm-hmm. because we haven't communicated, right? Mm-hmm. And now you can rebuild it, right? Salesmen are really good at quickly doing that. I do believe, though, it's so much stronger if it had been maintained. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then you have customers getting hold of you. Hey, my lease is coming due. What do you think I should do? That relationship turns into trust. And anyway, so we were talking about that as we see a lot of leases come and due right now, and we want to capitalize on that opportunity. And we talk about, we always tell salesmen about it, and then we said, what about ourselves, right? And so I had a friend that really haven't been engaged with for a long time, and I'm not sure if it was his fault or my fault. I don't know why. And so out of the blue, I just texted him and said, hey, you want to work out next week together. Mm-hmm. We did it every once in a while before. It was a great time to get to have a quick breakfast. You know, it doesn't take much. And sure enough, we worked out. We had a great time together. And he thanked me for thinking of him and reaching out. And I was so blessed through the time. And just reminded how intentional we have to be. Mm-hmm. It's just so easy to not do it.
Right.
You know what? It's just as easy to do it. And we need to do that. So I don't care if it's a professional relationship or a personal relationship. We know when we stop talking that we start falling apart, mm-hmm. right? They say a lot of marriages break up over communication, right? We just don't talk anymore, right? Whatever. Since the kids have been gone, we got nothing to talk about or whatever the case is. And so if you want strong relationships in life and in business, it requires communication. Now, but life is busy. Let's face it.
Sure is.
And got a lot going on. I think we have more input than ever before. I heard a study, and I'm gonna hack it up. But the song remains the same. I wish I had wrote down the details, but I think it in that we now get exposed to more information in a week that most people got exposed to 100 years ago in the whole lifetime. And at first it sounds super, I like, is that true? Mm-hmm. But then you think about.
Right.
I think about my morning read online, how much information I get versus the guy going and getting the corner paper in his town 100 years ago, right? And so we have the stuff coming at us at 1,000 miles an hour. If you're in the car business, boy, your life is really complicated. A new car now, how many websites do you have to maintain? How much input with the manufacturer? I mean, there's so much happening. We're so busy. So much is coming out. And so we found that as information flows and as, I don't know, things we have to do is increase, the speed of life is increased, relationships have faltered. So we're going to have to make a decision. Are relationships important to me? And if they are, what can I do to maintain them, right?
Right.
Now, that same technology that's burying you could be a benefit to connecting.
It could.
Right? So I remember when I was a kid, you want to call your friends to get at the baseball field in the summer. We don't have school, so everybody's scattered throughout the neighborhood. If you wanted to play, we wanted to get down at the park and play baseball, we had a phone chain, right? So you call. I called Kevin. Kevin called, right? And so we split. Everybody called. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, an hour later, there's 12 kids down on the playground, and we're ready to play ball. That kind of communication. But now we have so many other ways to communicate, text and messenger and stuff like that, mm-hmm. even quicker ways. Then it was a landline phone that people had to be home to get it. Now people are carrying their phone everywhere they go. So if you want to improve your communication, the technology is your friend too. Mm-hmm. It might be hurting us in a lot of ways, but it's also there to be a benefit to us. So I think, Grace, you go to a lot of dealerships and salespeople. We teach a regimented follow-up, right?
Right.
So let's talk about salesman sells a car. Mm-hmm. They don't want to sell them one car. They want to sell them what?
All of them.
Yeah. And all do they cars. Have other cars in the household?
Right.
So we talk about this regular 333 thing. Let's go over that.
Yeah. And I think, again, like you said, if we are communicating with our customers or with anybody, that relationship can stay strong.
Yeah, that's right.
And if we don't, it falls to the wayside.
It does.
And so that 333 is three times in the first 30 days.
Yeah.
Check up on them. How are things going? Ask those good questions.
Yeah.
And that, again, is part of that communication of actively listening, asking good questions.
Same style of communication. You're
exactly.
important to me. And so mm-hmm. I'm not just talking. I'm asking good questions and listening.
Right. Now just checking off a task.
Yeah.
Oh, I completed that, made the phone call, left a voicemail.
Yeah.
Talk to them three times in that first 30 days and then three times the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Stay in communication. I don't know if there was a commercial. I think it was maybe a Toyota commercial. And these two girls were at a movie together, two friends, and she comes into the movie late. And she's like, oh, yeah, sorry, I was on the phone with my car salesman. I'm like, what do you mean? And it's that idea of follow-up. We want to be in communication with people.
Yeah.
And more so than just that text or that messenger or that DM on Instagram or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That communication face-to-face or on the phone is important. And when we can do that as a sales consultant to our customers and make them feel like, wow, it was not just a transaction.
Yeah.
What power does that have to that individual and anyone else that they are in contact with?
Yeah. I think I remember that commercial. It was so shocking. Right. Your salesman called you. I thought you already bought a car. I did. He was just checking up. Right? Yeah. I remember. Very shocking. I think Troy's message was, we care. We'll call you back. Right? Yeah. And I think that should be the standard.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a survey out that says, over 90% of people buy a car can't remember the salesman's name a year later. Kind of sad. Now we know there's also massive turnover, lack of training, lack of leadership in our industry. I think that's we're trying to change that. Almost Sales Coach, we want to change that. We believe this is the best kept career secret out there, and we're trying to help dealerships build career minded, driven professionals. And for you, if you're that career minded, driven professional, just living with excellence requires doing mm-hmm. a great job.
Right.
And part of that great job, step 12, follow up, that recycling the 333 you talk, finding a way to get in front of we give a bunch of ideas, doesn't mean you have to do those. We just give success models. But the phone, the birthday card, that you know, when you see them in for service, go have a cup of coffee. Yeah. There's so many different ways if you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So are relationships important to you? So right now we're talking about business relationships. Are your business relationships important to you? And if so, what are you doing to keep them alive and strong?
Right.
Now it's about personal relation. Are your personal relationships important to you? Now, can I tell you, I think there might be a problem of having too many friends. Look at your Facebook. I've got 1,500 friends. The truth is, I've never met 1,400 of them. Somewhere down the line, they're not really friends.
Right.
And then if you've got your birth date on there, people you never talked to are like, happy birthday. I don't know. I don't value that personally because I think it's kind of cool that people are saying happy birthday. Don't get me wrong. It's just that I don't know that that's really a friend is somebody that I'm probably not just – met one time. It's probably somebody that I want to be able to communicate with and connect with, maybe even count on mm-hmm. if I need it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so how many of those people are people you want to engage with? Because I can't try to engage with 1,500 regularly. Mm. It's not going to work. But I have people. In fact, I'm thinking right now, a friend called me last week. I talked to him a couple times a year. He's been very valuable in my life. You know, I bet I see him once a year. I've known him for 7 or 8 years. And he called me last week just to say, hey. And I'm like, that's so nice. I'm going to call him back. And I haven't called him back yet, right? And so I will. He's on my list to do, and I will. But life has been busy. I value his relationship. I'm not going to let that fall to the ground. I haven't mm-hmm. done a great job in responding. And I don't think we have to be perfect to be excellent. I mean, I'm going to talk to him because I want to, and I appreciate his follow-up. I appreciate his friendship. But I think we have to make a decision, kind of who's important to us
mm-hmm.
and how do I show them that?
Right.
So we talk about a few things. So relationships die without communication. If you want to build your bank of excited, loyal, lifetime customers, you don't just want to sell them a car. You want to make them a friend through communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ongoing, 3 times a year, right? Personal relationship, the people you want to surround yourself, the people that you think you're a benefit to or a benefit to you. Like this friend that I was with, when I'm with them, I always leave a little better. Right. Some people you might be with, you leave a little, I don't know if I want to do this. You got to be discerning. Right? The Bible says if you hang out with an angry man, you become angry yourself. Mm-hmm. I want to be discerning who my friends are going to be,
right.
who I draw close. And then I might want to be proactive. And a text is a great way. Hey, Grace, just thinking about you today. Hope you're going to have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
I've sent a bunch of those in my life. And I've had so many people say, I can't believe you sent that today. I really needed to hear from whatever. It's weird. So I think if you spend, you know, we always talk about that morning time, that preparation, planning, and solitude. If you spend some time every day kind of in quiet, I think you'll be given from your subconscious
mm-hmm.
things you should do. Thoughts are things. Think and Grow Rich taught us thoughts are things. If it enters your mind, I should call this person. Call them. Send them a text. Reach out to them. Meet them for lunch. Have breakfast. Work out. Or it could be, you know, like you said, it could be as quick as a text. But I think that relationships die without communication. Then, of course, in the house, how easy is it to ignore our most, our closest people in our life?
Mm-hmm.
I think we work all day as a salesman. We communicate all day. You know, we're out there all day. We're on the phone all day. Sometimes we get home and we just want to shut off.
Right.
And then maybe at home is somebody who's been helping us do what we do by doing taking care of the home. They haven't been engaged all day. They may want to do a little bit of engagement. So we may have to put others first in some of those times when we don't feel like engaging. Maybe we have to engage. And I've had a lot of times like the neighbors are out and she'll go over. I'm like, I don't feel like it. I'm tired. And then we'll go over and I come home really refreshed and energized. Mm-hmm. I think when we reach out to others, you know, a generous person prospers, Solomon says. One who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So I guess the message of today's podcast episode is what? Communication. Yep. Communication builds relationships. Lack of communication destroys them. Like all our episodes, I think we're trying to make everybody more mindful of things that you know are true, but maybe not living. I don't know if we've ever said anything that people say, well, I never knew that was true. I mean, we're talking about principles that are, you know, pretty much obvious in nature if we would just slow down and observe. And so our episodes are designed for you to slow down, observe, take a look at a principle, and maybe some updated techniques on how to live that principle and make your life more full, right? Our real goal, of course, is joy, peace, and satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you could live a life of joy, peace, and satisfaction in solitude.
Right?
It's really hard. We were made to be with people. And if we were going to be with people, communication is key.
As iron sharpens iron.
Iron sharpens iron. So this week, what are you going to do to be a better communicator? If you're at a sale at a dealership, don't worry about what you haven't done. Start doing what you know you should do.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe don't start back 5 years ago. Maybe start with last month and work your way back. We're going to do an episode on sold follow-up and unsold follow-up to get more detailed. We'll give you more instruction on that. If you're a Playbook subscriber, you can go right into our core training to follow-up and get that instruction now. But hey, listen, start small. Start with something. Sometimes you look at it and say, wow, I haven't talked to this many people. Where do I start? Just start where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if it's the end of March, go back and talk to everybody from February. Right. So if you're in a sales game, that's a good way to reconnect and then start working every month, work another month back, do your current month and a month back. And you know, pretty soon you'll be caught up and you'll have a bunch of relationships. And don't be surprised if you don't have customers sending in friends and relatives or coming back themselves to do business with. Don't be surprised if doing the right thing doesn't create the right result. And then on a personal note, maybe you should write down 10 people that are important to you that you don't see on a regular basis. Maybe just sit down and jotting their names down and saying, you know what, these people are important to me and I haven't been intentional. And so we want to make you mindful of these things. And remember, there's things you can do, simple things you can do. You don't need us for that, but we want to remind you and partner with you to say, we all know we could do a better job. Let's do it, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Until the next episode, good selling and good living.